Welcome to DataGraphics' third podcast in this series. Today we wanted to talk about how to reduce administrative burden for local authorities. I'm joined today by Holly, who's our lead implementation consultant, and I'm Glyn King. I'm the chief executive of DataGraphic, and I want to briefly talk around at the beginning the issues that you've got. There is a large administrative burden for local authorities, but within that burden, there are some increasing costs with the rising postage costs and the increasing workloads that are put onto local authorities, and in particular the departments that you all work in. We know the problem is that across a Redwood and Benz team, you get overwhelmed by repetitive and often, let's be frank, boring work that you have to do. And it's not what you want to do, but you have to do it. And what we're trying to do and hopefully explain in this podcast is how there are systems out there that can help automate those processes. We are aware that there is a drive to increase the digital output from local authorities. We're also aware that there is a drive from central government to help local authorities do that digital, but guess what? They're not giving you any more resource. So what we're hoping to talk about today is how you can create that resource by using systems to help you get that data and those repetitive tasks out to your customers and the citizens, where it helps you translate that into either a digital form or it gets it out more effectively as a printed form. We are aware that there are some traditional processes that take a long, long time, and there are problems with it, and you have inherited those problems maybe into your department, or there isn't the resource to get out of that. Now, what Holly will be able to do is expand on her work and the challenges that she's seen working with local authorities, where we've helped, and our systems are available to you. And one of the big things is our systems are available to what you would call off-premise in the cloud. So they're available 24/7. They don't go down. You don't have to sign on to it. You don't have to come into the office to use it. You can use it remotely from wherever. So it is appropriate to remote working. It's also appropriate to on-site working because it's a cloud-based system and you can log on anywhere. So, Hol, do you want to just expand on some of the work, on overview?
So I think there's probably two or three major challenges that the councils face on a daily basis. It's not just an ad hoc basis, but a lot of the councils have inherited legacy systems from different software, and a lot of those softwares, people have probably left the business 5 or 10 years ago. No one knows how to touch it or develop the system, so they're sort of stuck with what they can actually do and how they can extract files to be printed or even to be hosted online. And this obviously brings in the challenge where they've got a lot of letters going to the same recipient, and instead of being able to match and batch letters into the same envelope, they're going out in envelopes of one record per person. And again, that brings the inherent costing of, potential postage increases, where we could have actually just put all the letters into one envelope rather than send it out individually. And with that, the postage, obviously, the element of post is going up every single year. Yeah. And we want to help drive down those costs for councils. And the way that we can do that, obviously, going forward with the CNE, is we can match and batch those items together based on a unique identifier. But currently, a lot of councils are having to hand match these records together, which then opens up to GDPR issues, someone putting the wrong letter into the wrong envelope, someone getting someone else's council tax bill.
Yeah.
So, again, we're aware of those kind of challenges with that process.
I think what you pulled out there, Holly, was the issue that there are legacy systems,
yeah,
and there isn't necessarily the investment to move those legacy systems, yeah, on to deliver the digital age.
Yeah.
Whereas where we've been helping councils is to take that data all of those PDFs out of those systems. And we're data agnostic. We don't care where it comes from or from which system it is. And it could come from multiple systems, yes. couldn't it, Holly?
Yeah.
And be delivered on one platform.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And we've it's a working system at the moment. We've got quite a few councils that have probably four or five different output systems.
Right.
And we don't say no to their data. We take everything and we work with them to produce the output that they need. Again, another challenge that a lot of councils face is the tracking of what's being sent. So we know that a lot of people submit mail to the post room. They don't say who it's for, what department, what cost centre, why does it need to go. A lot of that comes with the first class post as well. So people say it needs to go first class, when in reality it doesn't. But they think going first class means that it gets sent the next day. But Royal Mail is obviously 1 to 2 working days. I'm just thinking of an example where we have someone actually walking up and down the council offices trying to find out who sent this post.
Yeah.
And no one obviously says it's me. And again, that becomes an issue because they have to recharge that postage cost out. But if no one accepts that cost, then the cost obviously is assigned to revenues and benefits department, for example.
I mean, it's great. And I know we have to mention it all the time. But obviously all of this is done from within, I've mentioned it's cloud-based, but it's from within a secure hosted platform. We are fully ISO 27001 Cyber Essentials Plus with business continuity and disaster recovery, because it's important that if a local authority is giving their trust to a supplier to print and deliver this digitally, then that supplier has to be secure. You mentioned the GDPR. It's not only GDPR, it's actually making sure that the data is safe and secure. And I know you have to work hard in responding to some of those GDPR questionnaires, don't you, Holly?
Yeah, so, and we've got an information governance team who complete these questionnaires day in, day out.
Yeah.
So absolutely, we do get regularly sent questionnaires to be filled in, and we obviously do talks as well, and we help councils where we can to improve their streamlines with information security.
I wanted to just take a few moments, we won't take long on it, but to give a few examples of, for instance, some of the digital stuff that we've done with councils. I know one council, Holly, where we were printing a lot of the documents for the council, and they got an issue in that their on-premise system, their legacy system, that they couldn't access the archive effectively. So we were taking those PDFs, as it happened, from the council, and we were printing them all and delivering some online. But what they wanted was an archive solution. And I believe you got in the middle of that, and they've now got a really effective archive solution through our secure portal service.
Yeah, so what we're doing with that council is, once we've created the PDF, we then store that PDF. And for this council, it's particularly for 7 years. And so they can go onto the secure portal system. They can search in an account reference number, a personal reference, an address, and it brings up all those documents relevant to that recipient. And we've actually just done a further bit of work for them where we've classified the documents into document types. So they could have a council tax bill section, a business rate section, a housing benefit section. So again, it makes that more streamlined. Instead of them trying to search a server database, which is inherently slow because of the amount of data they've got stored on it, we've actually streamlined that so it's quicker for people working in revenues and benefits to try and find that document.
Okay, so that's good. That's one. Now, that's great because it's a process enhancement and it's really good for them. But also, I know one of the things that everybody will be looking for is a reduction in cost. And we also worked with a council where they couldn't understand why their postage cost was so high. And we pointed out that there were a lot of first-class letters going out. And again, we worked with them to analyse that, didn't we, Holt?
Yeah, so that council had no idea how much first-class posts they were sending out. They literally just would get a bill from Royal Mail every 2 weeks and say, you owe us this amount of money. And in the ability of using a CNE, we've provided like a tracking and an audit system where their cost code gets added to that tracking report. And they can filter actually on how many people are using that first class postage methods. And then again, what we've done with that council is we've removed the first class option if the head of revenues and benefits doesn't think it's applicable to that team to send out. And we've reduced that about 63%, 64% in first class postage costs, which is a significant saving for a council, and that means that money can be spent elsewhere on a service or a better need for the council's wants.
And again, on postage, another cost saving is to make sure that actual mail is going sorted rather than unsorted, to avoid the surcharge on unsorted.
Yep.
So our Orsini platform helps councils do that. If you've got to print it, then let's get it delivered at the least cost route, which is sorted, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of councils, they're still sending out work, a standard tariff, which is a fixed cost.
Yeah.
Whereas with us, we obviously consolidate the mail, we mail sort it, and you're benefiting from that postal discount to go out whistle DSA.
Okay. So that's a couple of examples, a rather exciting piece of work that we're doing at the moment is to take AI and use AI in Orsini, where we're offering some translation service it's on trial with the council, where they're being able to take the documents in with us, and we're using AI to translate that into different languages. So that's an exciting opportunity to reduce the burden on councils, because there will be a lot of questions about language translation. So we're working. It's at the early stages, but it's being tested at the moment. So we're really excited about the use of AI in Orsini. So, Hal, have you got, in the last moment, any top tips to reduce the admin burden for our councils, apart from the examples that we've given earlier in the brief case studies?
So I think a lot of councils panic when they come to think about digital communications, and the feasibility of being able to get people's mobile numbers, their email addresses. But what we found out with working and past experience is, start off small. So if you can even get a handful of email addresses, say 10%, that still will be 10% more than you had last time, yeah, and potentially 10% postal and print savings. But it's also not to worry that when we say digital communications and transformation, we're not wiping off post. We are fully aware that post is still needed. We're all about that multi-channel communication. So for example, if we send out a digital communication and 5% of people read it, that's great, it's a saving. 5% didn't, that's not an issue, we'll just print and mail it, and we can set rules around that to say, if someone hasn't opened something within 3 days, we sent out a printed version. And then obviously you're still saving, you've tried to attempt to do a digital communication, but then we're following up with that postal option as well. So definitely don't be afraid of digital communication, we're there to support you and help you. And eventually we will get to a significant saving with yourselves. I'd also say about the automation for document matching. So again, I think from a GDPR point of view, it panics a lot of information governance teams, in the sense of matching and batching records together. Yeah. And councils also have to take into consideration, you've got single and joint occupancies as well. So it's not just necessarily a simple case of matching records with the same address together, because of those challenges around single and joint occupancies. But we're there to help. So we've got a team of fantastic programmers and developers who really enjoy being able to create workflows and processes internally to assist you with that process. So again, we can match things together based on certain logic, and we're saving you, by doing that, we're saving you not only time and also potential GDPR issues, we're also sending you postal savings as well, because we're sending out one envelope with a CTR letter in and a council tax bill, and even potentially a housing benefit bill in one envelope, as opposed to three separate envelopes. So don't be scared of matching and batching. We're the experts, we're here to help you.
Great stuff. We won't burden you with any more tips. I think there's enough there. What we're saying here in summary is, we're here for you, local authorities. We want to help you do more with less. We completely understand the pressures that you're under. Come and talk to us. Come and work with us. There's no minimums. There's no maximums. There's no license fee. We are a click basis operator. You only pay for what you use. So let's cut some costs, let's cut some admin burden, and we'd love to talk to you about this. Thanks for joining us. Hope you find it useful. And we will continue with this podcast series. And the next one is tackling complex regulations and deadlines. So thanks for your time. Hope you've enjoyed it. Thank you, Holly.
Thank you.
And we see you soon.